After all that speed, we had better settle down and watch a film. This month, Jenny Newman discusses her favourite Disney films. Here is Neil Haverson to take us to the movies.
There is one film production company that has been part of my family for all of my life. It is Disney. We are a family that likes a lot of different kinds of films and programs to watch, but a Disney film always seems to have a special place for us. Admittedly, I am the biggest Disney fan in the family. We've seen many of the films and been to the parks, and I have so many books, not just on the films, but also on Walt Disney himself, as well as a lot of memorabilia. I even worked at the Disney store in Norwich. The company has released so many wonderful films over the years, and some not so wonderful films too, that the hardest part is sometimes deciding what my favourite one is. I like many of their non-musical films as well as their musicals, so when I am asked what my favourite Disney film is, the question is, do you mean musical, non-musical, animated, live action, both, one or the other? I've thought about it often, and I usually go to the same two films, and they're both musicals, and they both have animation. The first would be 1964's Mary Poppins. How could it not be? Yes, even with Dick Van Dyke's questionable Cockney accent, it is still one of my absolute favourites. The story is wonderful, and the score and musical numbers by the Sherman Brothers is superb. Who can forget Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Or how to say it backwards? Mrs. Banks singing Sister Suffragette and the superb penguin waiters dancing with Bert when Mary with Bert and the Banks children jump through the chalk painting. My next favourite would be 1991's Beauty and the Beast, which was part of the Disney renaissance of animated feature films. This was a time of rejuvenation for Disney animated features, after several films failed to make the box office success that their previous films had had. Beauty and the Beast, with its mix of wonderful songs and new animation techniques, became the first animated feature to be nominated for Best Picture Award at the Academy Awards. The highlight of the film for me is perhaps Dame Angela Lansbury as the British teapot, Mrs. Potts, singing the theme song of the film Beauty and the Beast. It is wonderfully sung and beautifully orchestrated, with new techniques used in animation to showcase the ballroom dance shared between Belle and the Beast. Utterly romantic.
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you, Neil.